Utah Pride Center Executive Director Valerie Larrabee says her organization spent 4 months preparing a proposal that would adhere to Scout standards. They made clear that the troop's leaders were all straight individuals. As for the children, Larrabee says they would not be asked to disclose their sexuality. But the application was rejected by the Great Salt Lake Council, who received guidance from the National Boy Scouts of America.
Our team was disappointed in that decision, particularly where there wasn't any conversation and our application was handed back in total, including business cards, as if to be dismissed, perhaps even like they didn't want to acknowledge that we had made an application.
Boy Scouts of America declined an interview, but spokesman Darren Smith said in a statement that the mission of Utah Pride Center didn't align with the goals of Boy Scouts. Larrabee says the Boy Scouts' rejection of gay youth is inconsistent with recent messages of acceptance from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
We have to address the inconsistencies that abound about how and where gay youth can be who they are, particularly in this state. We're sending very mixed signals, and I think that these kids deserve more than that.
The Boy Scouts National Executive Board is currently considering a proposal to move away from its no-gays membership policy or create a local option that would give the decision to the individual troops. The board is expected to decide in May. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.